How are you doing today? I'm not going to lie. When I decided that I was going to do a podcast, I was like, okay, I'm going to be so good about this. I'm going to research. I'm going to write down topics. I'm going to be on schedule. I'm going to be on track. And then literally like the day I decided I was going to start my podcast and I kind of fully committed myself to it, that's the exact day that the coronavirus like reached Israel where I am. So that pretty much sucks. And as you guys know, if you've been following along the few podcasts, the few episodes that I have been able to put up, I didn't want to start this podcast with an entire episode talking about the coronavirus. But that's what happened because I felt like it would just be so weird to start a podcast and not even talk about it, especially when it's really like it's playing such a big role on our everyday lives. So today, what I thought I would do is I literally have 10 minutes because I just put the baby to sleep and my husband is playing outside with the other kids. And I figured I would use this time to just sit down and have a conversation with you guys about what it is that I'm doing to kind of keep myself sane these past few weeks. And I think that, you know, whatever I'm talking about in this episode about what's going on, well, you know, with the past few weeks and everything, obviously, if you're listening to this episode and we're no longer in quarantine and kind of the world has gone back to the way things used to be, then I'm hoping that this content is still relevant. So basically, I just want to talk about things that have honestly and genuinely been making me feel better. So yeah, in this episode, we're not going to talk about like, you know, things that obviously make people feel better, which is like going for a shopping spree, obviously. But no, I want to talk about things that genuinely, like deep down inside, kind of calm me down and just really, really make my day a little bit uplifted and really improve, like not just your mood, but your entire well-being. So I guess I should start this podcast also by talking about how genuine wellness has been a topic that I have gotten into over the past few months, pretty intensely. I've always been, you know, there are things that I'm going to talk about in today's episode, such as meditation and yoga and things like that. Those are things that I've been doing for years. But the past few months, I've really adopted it as kind of like an ideology. It's become more of like a way of thinking, a way of life, as opposed to things that I used to do because I enjoyed them and because, you know, it was part of my workout routine or whatnot. I've actually started researching these things a little bit deeper, and I've actually been listening to talks from really, really, really educated people and, you know, watching all these kind of documentaries and things like that and kind of become a little bit more connected to my center and my actual, you know, my mental health and my actual well-being. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. These are normally things that you generally start to make these kind of bigger questions and bigger changes in your life, you know, when you hit around 40, you know, that's why they call it the midlife crisis. Now, I'm not at 40 yet. I'm 34, so I'm not quite there yet. But I do think that because I have always kind of been ahead of my time in terms of everything in my life. So I moved out of the house when I went off to university when I was only 17. At the age of 21, I actually moved, you know, cross Atlantic to a totally different country. I got married, like, you know, pretty young, first out of all my friends when I was 26. I was definitely the first out of all my friends to have a baby. That was at 28. I was the first, you know, to graduate college out of all my friends. I was the first to get my driver's license. I was the first to have like a real job in high tech. I was always kind of like the first one, and I feel like I've accomplished so much so young. I am 34 and I have four children already, and I've accomplished quite a bit in my a career life as well, that I feel like I'm actually approaching these kind of midlife, you know, typical midlife crisis types of situations a little bit earlier in my life. Maybe it has nothing to do with it, but, you know, that's just kind of the feeling that I get. So something that has really, really changed over the past, I would say past year, is kind of, and I think one of the things that actually is making me feel a lot better in general is I used to take it really hard that I didn't really have time for a social life. And I've kind of reached that point where I'm like, I'm really happy in life with where I am, and that my social life right now at the moment, I mean, I still have my friends. I'll go out for a coffee and whatnot. And we'll go out occasionally with friends for dinner. But genuinely, I am just so happy in the home and with my family and my husband, my kids. And I guess it's also part of me really loving my home and, you know, the people in my home, that it's kind of not been so bad having this kind of quarantine situation. You know, obviously there's a lot of bad that I could focus my energy on. When we're talking about this whole coronavirus and like the fear of the unknown, we don't know when this is going to end. And, you know, for me, there's a lot of financial hits that I've been taking over the past little while, in terms of my business, also in terms of my personal life. You know, we had prepaid for tickets to go to Paris that was canceled, and we had family vacation planned for the south of France that was canceled. Luckily, that flight, we actually did get a full refund because the airline canceled the flight. But we're still like very much in question marks regarding July and July, August. We're supposed to be going to visit Canada and my mom and my family for over a month. And we don't really know where that all stands. And that was not cheap. So, you know, all those kind of things. And like my income obviously has completely vanished this month. And, you know, my husband's work and his business has been hit financially as well. So I could focus all my energy on that. I could focus all my energy on the fact that it's really hard to work because I'm at home with four kids. I could focus all my energy on the fact that I don't have the time to do all the things that I normally like to do, and that I'm feeling really kind of not creative. And, or, you know, I am feeling creative, but I literally cannot release the, you know, my creativeness into the world because I can't be filming the videos that I'd like to be filming at the moment. So I could put all my energy towards that. But if there's something that I've learned over the past few years, it's that you really can choose how you feel. And I have made the choice to feel happy and to feel good and to appreciate what I do have and not focus on what I don't have, to appreciate the positive, not focus on the negative. And kind of, you know, make the lemonade out of the lemons. So I strongly recommend, you know, if you want to just feel better and be happier, especially now, just first of all, make that decision with yourself that you want to focus on the positive. And that every time you find yourself focusing on the negative and all the bad things that are going on right now, you actually make a conscious stop and you say to yourself, stop. I'm no longer focusing on my energies on that. I want to focus my energies on feeling better. So what can I do to make myself feel better right now? So I think the first thing that I've really noticed has made a big difference with me is my physical activity. I love workouts. I love going to the gym. I love that feeling of after, you know, the endorphins and everything that you feel from working out, you know, whether it's just feeling good about yourself that you did something positive that day, or actually feeling good that you're seeing the results in your body, or also, you know, there is that actual mental connection between working out, endorphins, and feeling better. So the first few days when I could no longer leave my house and I could no longer go to the gym, I really felt that down. And I've worked my way around it. I mean, I'm very, very grateful that I have had the opportunity to kind of build a little mini gym room in my house because I did have that extra space. I had just this junky old room that was not being used for anything. And for a while I had been, you know, saying to my husband, let's turn that into a gym. And he was like, I don't know. You know, part of the fun of going to the gym is like going out of the house to the gym. And, you know, this whole situation has kind of brought on that like, okay, well, we don't know when we're going to be able to actually go back to the gym. So let's make that little at-home gym that you wanted to do. It actually worked out quite well because if you would take into account like how much we both pay for gym memberships and all that, it actually ended up being that like a year and a half of gym memberships. And that's equivalent to how much we invested in this room. And again, it's because I'm lucky. I honestly am. My husband is very, very handy. And he kind of set the whole room up by himself. And the only thing we needed to buy was the equipment. And half of the equipment we pretty much already had at home anyways. So for the past few weeks, I've gone back to working out every morning, which has made me feel so much better. Now, you do not need an at-home gym. You can honestly work out doing anything you want. And half of the time, what I'm doing is yoga. So you really don't need anything. You need a floor, maybe a yoga mat, maybe, you know, a few blocks. But that's pretty much all you need to do yoga. And I can tell you that I found some really, really amazing apps of yoga tutorials. Where, you know, you pay that monthly membership fee to the app and then you have all these available yoga classes, available to you. And I've been enjoying following along and doing the yoga classes. But again, you can also, you don't even need to make a membership to an app. You can get some free tutorials off of YouTube and you can totally do it on your own. Something about yoga, I feel like it's just the perfect combination of everything a person needs. It is building physical strength, endurance, flexibility. It's literally good for your body. It is good for, you know, it's therapeutic because there's so many poses that I do that are really good for my knee. I have really bad knees. I have my left knee. You know, I came pretty close last year to actually having to have a knee replacement. Because I went to a gym where I was being trained by a few personal trainers that did not take into account my knee problems, and I literally almost needed surgery. So I've been doing physical therapy for the past year almost, and there's so many yoga moves that you can do that are like part of physical therapy, so it's therapeutic as well. And it's so good for your mental health. There's something about the breathing in the yoga, the movements, that you literally, like, you stop thinking about your day because you have to actually be concentrated on the here and now and what you're doing and the movements and the breath and, you know, the meditation that goes along with yoga as well. And I just feel like, really, I don't think there is a person in the world who will do yoga and not feel better after. There's something about like that. The back bends, the opening your shoulders, the breathing in that air, you automatically feel better. So if you feel like you are, you know, kind of down and depressed and you're stuck at home and you maybe you're used to physical activity or going to the gym and you can't do it right now, yoga is one of those things that your minimum investment in terms of buying equipment or space, you can literally do it anywhere. And it instantly makes you feel better. So try to do like a yoga challenge with yourself, you know, like a 30-day yoga challenge or something like that. So if I've already, you know, touched about meditation, for me, meditation is something that I actually tried because it's supposed to help people with OCD and anxiety and ADD and ADHD, and I happen to have all of those. So that's like the first kind of way that I got introduced to meditation. And I, you know, I did it a few years back here and there, but it was never something that I did frequently. But after, you know, watching all these documentaries and kind of researching it on my own, I've realized that meditation really is one of the healthiest things you can do for your mind, especially in an age like now where we're bombarded with information and our minds are just like, you know? So, meditation, once again, really easy. If you've never meditated and you absolutely are clueless and you don't even know where to start, you can download all these amazing apps. You can, you know, find meditation tutorials on YouTube once again. But basically, all you need is a chair and quiet. And you just sit and you concentrate on your breath and your body, and you scan your body, and you try to stop thinking, which is so hard. But when you find yourself even taking 5 minutes out of your day, but now that we're all kind of stuck at home, maybe you have more, maybe you have 10 minutes, or maybe you have 15 minutes. It all depends if you have kids or not. But stopping and actually doing this meditation, I think, again, you go into meditation a completely different person as you come out of it. When you come out, you just feel way more relaxed, way more focused, way clearer, and I guess way more appreciative. At least for me, I feel way more appreciative, again, about the positive things in my life without focusing my energies on the negative. There are things that I've spoken about in the past that I love doing that make me feel better, and one of them is taking a nice warm bath or a nice warm shower. And for me, beauty routines also just make me feel so much better. There's something about like that end of the day, half an hour, shut the door, don't let anybody see me, put on a mask, you know, do some exfoliation. There's something about like taking care of me and my skin and my body that makes me feel better. Again, I think that people, you know, you don't have to be a beauty lover to like to be pampered and to pamper yourself. I think pretty much everyone likes to be pampered. And in a period where now, you know, we can't really get our hair done, we can't get our nails done, a lot of women are feeling not so beautiful because they're used to getting all these like beauty treatments done. And so what can instantly make you feel more beautiful? It's like just having that glow, that like well-rested glow in your skin. So try like a DIY all natural mask. For people who follow me often, you probably know I love turmeric masks with honey and things like that. You can also just use regular skincare that you have at home. But just taking that time every day at the end of the day to pamper yourself just instantly makes you feel better. I think one of the worst things we can do in a period like this when we're just kind of staying at home is to constantly eat. And I know that that's where most people gravitate to when they're bored. They'll kind of open the fridge and they'll be like, oh, well, what can I pass the time with now? And it's really important to stick to a healthy schedule and to healthy food. It will really, really make the difference of how you feel. So if you finish the day knowing that you've only eaten nice kind of healthy food and you haven't filled your body with junk, you will genuinely feel better. So I say this obviously because it will make you look good and it's obviously healthier for you to eat healthy food. But I really honestly genuinely believe that if you eat healthy, you feel a lot better too. Something I guess about the metabolism, if you're eating enough fibers, you know, your metabolism is working a little bit quicker. Your body's actually able to release all those toxins. And I think that all those toxins held up in your body do make you feel kind of bloated and down and depressed. So try to, you know, honestly eat healthier. And I don't need to tell you, you guys know what healthy means. Healthy means like, you know, balanced and your fruits and your veggies and your fish and your omega-3 and your vitamin C and all those healthy things. I think the final thing that really, really makes me feel happy and has been making me feel happy over the past few weeks has been trying to, again, see the positive out of this situation. And for me, the positive out of this situation is that I've never had so much. Oh, sorry, that's my phone. I apologize. That's real life for you. I've never honestly had just time to like sit and get to know my kids really well. And I've been appreciating this time that I have to like read them a story and to actually teach them things. And I taught my oldest daughter, who is in kindergarten, I actually taught her to do like addition and subtraction, like, you know, the old school way, the long way with carry the one and all that. And it was just very rewarding to be able to teach her something. So I think the teaching and the learning is something that I would say is something that can really, really uplift your spirits and honestly make you feel so much better about yourself and about the situation. Is if you have children, sit down and teach them. But if you don't, then try to use this opportunity to learn something on your own. So whether it is to learn yoga, for example, or to learn how to meditate, it can also be to learn a new language or to learn how to cook, which is something that I'm kind of trying to do recently, to kind of learn a little bit more each day how to make something else. And, you know, actually, I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a little bit better. I really am. I think those are just my general tips for at the moment of things that you can maybe focus on to make you feel a little bit better right now. These are things that, again, are all good for your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, like literally like your abs and your glutes. So focus on some of those things that I said. And again, I would love to hear any of your recommendations, any of your thoughts. Remember, we are all in this together. And don't forget, stay home, stay safe. I love you all, wherever you are in the world listening to this. I'm sending you my biggest hugs and kisses, virtual ones, because obviously we're not allowed to touch. And yeah, if you have any requests for episodes, I would love to hear your requests. Please be interactive with me over on my Instagram and let me know if you listened to this podcast and if you enjoyed it and what you'd like to hear from me. So I love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.